to item 14, strong denunciation of Labour and Welfare Bureau's repeated refusal to send representatives to attend Yeo Chun Mong District meeting, District Council meetings. Paper number 124. We have a written reply from the LWB, has already been tabled to members before the meeting. Now, from the, well, of course, you can read the reply. Mr. Hui, do you want to add anything? You submitted the paper. Thank you, Chair. We propose this item, strong denunciation of Labour and Welfare Bureau LWB's repeated refusal to send representatives to Yeo Chun Mong District Council meetings. Secretariat, please pass my message verbatim. Verbatim, please. So don't change my words, because the LWB on the 3rd of May this year, at the second meeting of the Community Building Committee, the third meeting of the committee dated 7th of June, and the fourth meeting dated 27th of July of the same committee, they did not send the representative of all the, to all these meetings. Still today, we do not see their representative here. First, I will submit the same paper once more. I hope you will put down on record that the secretary for Labour and Welfare, should he come to the district council, this district council, I would definitely give him strong denunciation. Well, I think Mr. Hui has already given you the name, and this paper is, I'm also involved in the submission of this paper. How come the secretary is willing to go to visit the communities, but his colleagues are unwilling to come to the district council? I think they are willing, the heads of department, the secretaries are willing to come to the community, but then I think the AOs in the mid-level are posing a very bad image, upstage them. So even if the secretary is very happy to come to the district council, the AO still upstage them. I also join in the strong denunciation. Now, the item has already been raised in the Community Building Committee, and Mr. Hui, the chair of the committee, repeatedly raised this item and asked why, on numerous occasions, the LWB does not send any representative to the District Council to respond to this matter. Now, members, especially Mr. Hui, thinks that the LWB's behavior is unacceptable. Now, we raised this item, and Mr. Hui, I understand why you are angry. On many occasions, at many meetings, we also asked the department to come, but then they do not send any representative here. That's why we will go ahead with the denunciation. I understand Mr. Chu, the district officer, tried to negotiate in this matter, and the relevant matter is to be handled by the LWB, but now the matter is now under the Labour Department. Mr. Chu has stepped outside. When he's back, let's see what he has to say. Ms. Wong. Chair, I discussed with other members. I understand that on the agenda we have another item showing concern of elderly poverty. We also asked the LWB to send representatives here. I would like to know whether they are sending any representative to discuss that item. If yes, then they are trying to select items to discuss at the District Council. Mr. He, Chair, just now you mentioned what the district officer has to say. Now, you can see in the second paragraph in the paper, I particularly underline that bit about him. That is, the district officer, Mr. Chu Chung-yan, said he has already passed on the dissatisfaction of members to the Bureau, but still the Bureau said they will not send any representative to the District Council. Now, you are telling us it has something to do with the Labour Department. So how come when we ask them, they did not say so? They are now trying to find an excuse at present. Even when Mr. Chu comes here, I will not accept his explanation. Don't give any excuse to the Bureau Secretary or Department Heads. I agree with Mr. He. Now, shall we see what members want? First, Mr. He proposes, since we do not have representative from the LWB here to respond to the item, Mr. He asked the item to be followed up. Anyone object to it? Anyone? I respect members' views. Second. Okay, no one opposes, right. Second. If members are dissatisfied with the response of the LWB, then shall we ask Mr. Chu to give us the reply? Concerning this matter, I liaised with the LWB. I asked if they would come to the District Council to express to explain the policies concerned. Now, for the WITSS, it's now under the Labour Department. The Labour Department is responsible for the design of the Work Incentive Transport Subsidy Scheme. So, in the future, if we would like to ask representatives to come to the District Council to explain the scheme, then we should get the representative from the LD, Labour Department. Mr. James Toh, I don't know when Mr. Chu passed the views to the Department or the Bureau. Now, if the LWB is of the view that the scheme is now handled, managed by another department, out of politeness, the Bureau should have told us or should have passed the invitation to the Labour Department. I think they have more authority in asking the department to come here. So we should not simply look at the face of the matter. Even after listening to Mr. Chu, I'm still dissatisfied. If they had told the Community Building Committee, then things would be simpler. The LWB passed the matter on to the LD. It happened after the last meeting of the Community Building Committee. So it was right for us to invite someone from the LWB beforehand. It's only after the last Community Building Committee that the scheme was passed on to the Labour Department. That's why from now on, we should invite representative from the Labour Department to discuss this matter. Well, in that case, we can simply endorse this paper because the explanation cannot help us. We understand that the Bureau may be very busy, But still, that's the same for us. If the bureau secretary cannot come here, maybe we can ask the undersecretary or the AA. We can have the assistant secretaries, other secretaries, deputy secretaries. But then no one is here. I think it's unacceptable. And that happens on many occasions. If it's once, then, well, that's fine. That's why I agree with Mr. Hong. Thank you, Chair. Well, I also think that for individual departments or bureaus, especially in this matter, the LWB repeatedly refused to come to the District Council. I think this is rather problematic. Having listened to the district officer from past liaison, it's understand that the WITSS has been passed on to the Labour Department. So how come we haven't invited the... So how come the Labour Department is not invited? We should not be there to invite the department. They passed the scheme to the department. I think there are some problems in the internal communication between them. And I think they are not showing respect to the district council, so I think we should denounce them. I hope the district officer, now we know the scheme has now passed on to the Labour Department. I think this is not a complicated issue, and we have the written and email replies on the WITSS, which is not very controversial. How come they are not sending anyone to the District Council to discuss it with us? No, members are not very happy, are very unhappy with the reply from LWB. Now, at least there are two things we can do. First, as Mr. He has said, we can put this item under matter arising. We can keep an eye on it. Whether we should denounce the LWB or Labour Department is something debatable. Second choice. Now, the matter has been handed over to Labour Department. So shall we follow up on this matter in the Community Building Committee? And meanwhile, we can send a letter under the name of the District Council to the Secretary, Mr. Matthew Cheng, telling him about the denunciation. We will send the letter, definitely, but shall we follow up on the matter in the committee or what? So let's see what Mr. He has to say. Colleagues, please read the title of the paper. Strong denunciation of LWB's repeated refusal to send representatives to the district council meetings. Mr. Chu said the scheme has been handed over to the Labour Department. Now, I have already highlighted the points about you. Before the first three meetings, they did not send anyone to the meetings. It's only after I said I would denounce them that they said the matter was handed over to the Labour Department. Now, this paper is to denounce the LWB. It's the LWB which refused to send representative to the District Council. Well, they said they handed the matter to LD, so it's their matter. How come when we invite them the second time, how come in the first three meetings they admit the matter was handled by the LWB? If they had told us the matter was handled by the LD, then we would not have invited them. So do not try to divert our attention. I'm now denouncing the LWB. As to whether the matter should be followed up, that's another matter. I'm now trying to denounce the LWB. Now, I respect Mr. Hui's views. Anyone opposed to the denunciation of LWB? That's the first matter. Second, shall we put this item as matter rising in the district council meeting? Any members would like to express their views? Ms. Wong. First of all, I have to say I back Mr. Hui 100%. But my suggestion is, no, we do not have any precedence that for any papers in a district council that can be transferred to other committee meetings. I remember there is an obstruction matter in New Reclamation Street. I remember I submitted a paper to the Food and Health Affairs Committee. I asked the matter to be transferred to the district council meeting, but I was rejected. Now, Mr. Hui is asking to denounce LWB at the district council meetings. I don't think we should transfer this item to the community building committee. Otherwise, we are actually helping those irresponsible officials.
Since there is some misunderstanding now, that's what I meant, Mr. Hui Tang Leung. It's just that the matter was considered by the community building committee. Anyway, let's not argue anymore. I think Mr. Hui has got my point. Okay, so this is the district council, so we'll write to the Labour and Welfare Bureau. We will condemn the Bureau for failing to send a representative to a meeting repeatedly. I'll write to the secretary. And then at the next meeting, we will take up the matter again. We'll keep it on agenda. We'll invite the secretary to come to our next meeting. Is that what I should write in the letter? Mr. Hui. Well, there's a written response. In that case, Mr. Hui, you have to show us the letter. It's important whether they have given an explanation in the written response or not. That makes all the difference. Now, if you still don't get me, let me explain the motive behind this paper. Let me explain it again in great detail to you. Now, the Labour Welfare Bureau did not attend my meeting 3 times in a row. That's why I'm proposing a paper to condemn the Labour and Welfare Bureau. And in the letter written to me by the Labour and Welfare Bureau, they say that it's a matter for the Labour Department. So that's why the Labour Department should respond. But these are two separate issues. Don't let the LWB confuse you. Do you want me to explain it again? Have you got it? Does everybody follow? Mr. Wong Menxing? Mr. Chairman? Agree with you on how the matter should be handled. Now, this happened at the Community Building Committee, so it should be left to the Community Building Committee to do with it. Now, about condemning the Labour and Welfare Bureau for not sending representatives to meetings repeatedly, we are talking about something that happened. Now, you gave the reason why the matter should be handled by the Community and Community Building Committee. Well, in the reply of the LWB, it said that the Bureau has really given a written reply to Mr. Hui Tang Leung. So on the part of the Labour Welfare Bureau, it's already taken action to direct the Labour Department under its portfolio to deal with the matter. So on the part of the Labour and Welfare Bureau, it's true that it doesn't need to handle the matter further. So at least that's the thinking of the LWB. We could disagree. But anyway, coming back to your suggestion, Mr. Chairman, is at the end of the day, the matter ought to be followed up. So it's either the District Council or the Community Building Committee. You believe it should be handled by the Community Building Committee? Yes, I agree that Mr. Hui Tang Leung, the chairman of the committee, should continue to lead us in dealing with the matter. The second option It seems that the members who've spoken did not support that. So let's go back to option one then. That is, the district council will condemn the Labour and Welfare Bill, and then we will keep the matter on the agenda. So any objection, please? Because I respect your views, members. Mr. Hui Tak Leong? Mr. Chairman, my question is, why didn't the LWB attend the committee meetings? Now, the item paper was dated the 15th of October, and then I called the commissioner for negotiation to say, can I not condemn them? Is it the case that if Hui Tak Leong wouldn't condemn them, then they won't attend our meetings? It's not how we work. Is it the case that we can't move a motion in this district council? Why do we need to have such a lengthy discussion? I mean, what's wrong with taking up the matter again next time? Is it the case that one person's voice is not strong enough? Why do we need such a lengthy debate? Does any other member wish to speak, please? No, okay, that's the case. I will respect members' views. We will keep this as an item on the matters rising, and then we will ask the secretary to help with the drafting of the letter. That is, the Labour and Welfare Bureau failed to attend many meetings of the committee, including this district council meeting. We strongly condemn the bureau. And this is in response to Mr. Hui Tak Leong's paper. So, no other questions? End of discussion on this item.